not telling us an issa, not like that son. He's only telling us nice manners. In other words, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to eat the meat right away, like Rav Huna says. As soon as you make a shechita on the animal, you have a right to say the animal is cheskas kashrus. Rove animals are not a treifa. So if you're a doubt, you're allowed to say this animal is not from the roiv, it's from the roiv. It's not a treifa, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to skin the animal first. So what was Rami bar Abba's halacha then to say, learn out from a korban oila, that a regular animal you have to skin first? It's only nice manners he's teaching us. So then it wouldn't be a kashya in our Mishnah. When is it a nice manners? When you're not in a rush, there's no purpose to fast, hop around and eat the meat. Nice manners is wait, don't eat so fast. But in our Mishnah, where the animal is a mesekenes, and you want to have a hetter shechtet now on Yomtiv to save yourself the value of the animal, and you want to have enough time to do it on Yomtiv, in such a case, you don't have to look at good manners. It's like a hesed meruba. So in such a case, you're allowed to hop around and eat the meat right away. But in normal circumstances, we don't have to rush. Then the locher is, don't eat the meat so fast. Wait till first skin the animal, and then go to eat it. Kiratanya, like learned in a braisa. Lo yoichal odom shum ubotol. We're bringing a raya from the braisa that some tanoim say halach is about derech eretz. So it's not a kashin Rami bar Abba if he's only telling us halach and derech eretz. Because other braises also tell us such halachas. Here the halacha is a person should not eat shum, garlic, or botzel onions. May roisher from the head of it. Ela may olive. Eat it from the other side where the stems grow out from. Rashim olive means mitzad oyim, from the top part. That's where you should start eating it from. Not from the other part. It's not derech eretz teach from the other part. So you see, a Tana teaches us where's a nice place to start eating from. And the Rashi says, a person should not look upon the other people like you're a fresa. You're eating too much. Here also, now that's Rami bar Abba's halacha. If you eat from the meat so fast, you can't wait till you skin the animal first, it looks like you're a big fresa. You can't wait, you have to eat the meat right away. That's not derech eretz. So therefore, you're supposed to wait after shechita and first make a hefshit, and then first take from the meat. The yemochel here, if you eat same thing, this botzel, you take from the top, you can't wait to get the other side. The yemochel, if you eat from the other side, harais the rafsan, you call the fresa. Ki yaitse boy, another loch is like this, lo yishto adam koisto bevasachas. They give you a cup to drink, don't drink it down in one shot. You drink down, it's not talking about 1 ounce, Mr. Tom, they give you a 6-7 ounce glass, don't drink it down in one shot. That looks like a fresa again. The yemchosti, if you drink it down in one shot, to raise the gargrin. That's a fresa, it's not nice. Turn around, we learned in a price like this. Ha shoisa koisa vasakas a raise a gargrin. If you drink it down in one shot, it looks like a fresh, that's not nice. Shanayim, if you drink it down in two shots, they're a heretz. That's a normal man already. Shaloisha, if you take two small sips, that's megasti ruach. That's like a big shot already. A big shot sips it down slowly as if you own the whole world. That's not nice. The Yama Rami Baraba. Chatsuva mekateya raglayem derishoi. Chatsuva. Rashi says that's a special type of a plant. So Rashi ate the type of a grass. Shashroshav noikvin v'yardim v'yemik. Its roots grow very strong straight down. V'yem espashal it sodim. Doesn't grow to the sides. Klau. V'noite noise ben gvuli sodis. So it's a very good plant to grow in between the boundaries between one person's field and the other one's. Because this grows straight down and it divides their field mamish equally. Very good. Uvoi tichum yashuli Yisrael esoret. And this is what Yeshua, when he gave to Tchum, exactly which Shevet got what part of Eretz Yisrael, at the boundaries he grew this Chatsuva to divide the lands. So Mela, this dividing here is Makateya Ragli Rishoyim, like cuts off the feet of the Rishoyim Liyim Adin. By Yon Hashem will give them Adin. She Goizlin, Vechoimsin Umasigin, Umasigin Gvul, Vien Lamedim Emenu. Because the Rishoyim, they go and steal property, and the Masig Gvul, they change the boundaries back and forwards, and they don't learn out from this chatsuva what it means to keep the boundaries. Hey, when you have a chatsuva, that like shows you what it means as a boundary. This belongs to Reuven, this belongs to Shimon. So a cut off the feet, the Mas Hashem will give it to them to Rishoyim that stole the lands and didn't learn out from this chatsuva. Vayta netiya, stam planting. So Rashi learns netiya means of orla. That the first 3 years, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit that grow the first 3 years of the tree. So what do you see? That you have to lahamten, you have to take it easy. As soon as it grows, you can't eat chop right away. You have to take it easy. So from this limud that the Torah teaches us, the first 3 years, don't chop and eat the peris, is makateya raglayen de katzviya. It's going to cut off the feet of the butchers. So Rashi learns the chatzviyah means here hamamarium lecho kaidim hefshev netuach, like we just learned. The butchers that chaperine fast, and as soon as they make the shchita, right away they start selling the meat, eat the meat before they even made a hefshev, before they even skin the animal. So Rashi says here, upamim shenimtsa treifa. The avera is sometimes they'll find a treifa. Sometimes that after they skin it, they'll find it out the treifa. Of course, it's a missile of Akasha. The Chor, because before the Gemara said, we came out, there's no Yisra involved. It's only Derech Eretz. So that's where it pays the Yisra's Kasha in Rashi. Pirush Rashi, V'lav Mishum Yisra Treifa. Tema, to the Somach Mash Mishyesh Yisra Bedovo. To come and a Tia Mekater Aglam Dechatzviya. So our Gemara is Mash, like Rashi says, that the butcher that fast eats the meat before they skin the animal, it's an Avera. Because maybe when you skin it, you find it's a Treifa. Aye, Rashi said the Gemara before is Kamashmalon, there's no Isser involved, it's only a totally Derech Eretz. The Yeshleim Adavade Lek Isser, the Mishanishkot here made us the Cheskatetim. Avad we pass like Rafuna, that right after the Shechita Mikra Din Yulad eat from the animal. Miyu Tosa says, in Nimsa Treifa Liacha Shochol, if you find the animal's a Treifa later, who Nenesh Kashagig, you're considered like a Shagig, like you should have known about it. Veloi Kainish, and not Mamas like an Oinis, like you were forced upon you. Because still you shouldn't have rushed so much. Even though Mi'ikra Din, you don't have to wait, you're allowed to eat right away. But still, since Mishum Derech Eretz, you should wait. It's not nice to chop a rain. And if you chopped a rain, you ate fast, and it came out later, they found the tray for him, you should know it's cool, you did an Avera, Pateras a Shegeg, and not Pateras an Anus. So kids, to the Indian of learning out from Orla, not to eat the fruits the first 3 years, teach yourself Lonis, take it easy, don't jump to eat the food right away. Right to the boiler needers. The same way people can't hold back after they boil their wife, even though it's a suffix, maybe they're a needer, maybe not, they can't hold themselves back. Also, it will kill you the Indian of Orla. Torah tells you, wait, first 3 years, don't eat the fruit. Here also, you have a suffix, your wife is a needer or not, don't go near her. Turmusa mikateya ragleim the sanayim shal Yisrael. Turmusa, Rashi says, min kitni is the type of a bitter bean, that you have to cook up 7 times. After you cook it up 7 times, then it first becomes sweet, and then you can eat it. A more Rashi and Brachot, I think, says, the moral guest says you make a bor for yates. It's not so much like here, Rashi, the mash for kidney to the bean, or be a bor for adama. A koponim is the type of a fruit or a bean that you have to cook up 7 times, until then it's bitter. After 7 times, then it becomes sweet, then you can eat it. So this Indian of cooking up some 7 times, it's going to cut off the feet. The Sineim Shal Yisrael means the Rishoyim of Klal Yisrael. Why? Shenemar Posik says, "Vayosifu bnei Yisrael lasos harav in Hashem." That Klai Yisrael the Rishoyim did bad. Vayavdu es abolim. It says 7 times in this Posik that they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the limud is that even after they worshipped 7 times, they did not do tshuva. So the Posik says, "Vayavdu es abolim 1 time. V'yes Ashtarois 2. V'yes Elohei Aram 3. V'yes Elohei Tzidon 4. V'yes Elohei Moyah 5. V'yes Elohei bnei Amon 6. V'yes Elohei Plishtim 7. It says 7 times the worship of Avodah Zarah, and the pasuk ends off Vayazvu es Hashem. They left Hashem, Lo Yavdu, and they didn't do Avodah Hashem. For the Gemara, Mimash Meshenema Vayazvu es Hashem. Since the pasuk says they left over Hashem, any yodeya, don't I know, Shlo Yavdu, that they didn't do Avodah Hashem? If they left Hashem, so pshita, they didn't do Avodah Hashem. O Ma Tamu Loim of Lo Yavdu. Why does the pasuk have to say no? They did not do Avodah Hashem. Is Omri Abelezer, that Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Keturmus Hazeh, they did not even learn out from this type of a being, this turmus. She'esholkin oisoi sheva pomin, that this bean, it's bitter for 7 times. You have to cook it over 7 times. It means cook it up in boiling water, spill out the water, cook up new water, put it in. 7 times, change the water. V'yochlen oisoi b'knuach suda, and after you cook it up 7 times, then it becomes good. No, it's like a derech moshul, it's machzla toiva, like a dos tshuva. But my children, my clients, didn't even do this much. Even though they worshipped Avodah Zarah 7 times, and Mestam they got Yisurim for that 7 times, they did not learn to do tshuva. They did not machzla toiva. So that's also there about Klai Yisrael, they didn't learn out from this turmus, they have to 7 times come back to do tshuva. Tona mishmed Rab Meir, mifnei ma nitnu Torah Yisrael. How come Klai Yisrael was zoicha to get the Torah? Mipnei shein azim. Because Klai Yisrael is very strong. Azim means very strength. They have a lot of strength. Fierce. Trashi. Azim means koshim lenatzeich. It's very hard to beat them. So Mela goes like this. the Atonah the Verbi Shmuel. Miyaminoi Eish Doslomai. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Torah, which is Eish, was made like fire. Ezomah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ruyin Halolu, this Klai Yisrael, this Am Yisrael, in their Roy, their fit, Shetinosein Lehem Das Eish, that they should receive the Torah, which is laws of fire. In other words, the same shot, since they're Azim, they're very strong, they could take something like fire to Kotor neutralize them. Shashim Yiminu Eish Doslomai. Mimino Nosale Matero, Mivne Shesh Dos Lomoi, Fahabi Mikres Khaserim Kazir. Rashi also before, Shein Azim, Klaus was very strong, Vinitnu Lehem Torah, Shem gave us the Torah, Sheyasku Bo, we should be Isaac working the Torah, Vimateshes Koicham, it takes away our strength, Umachnas Libra, takes away our heart also, Snachni our heart. Since without the Torah, Klaus will be very hard, Hashem gave us the Torah to wake us, to work us over, to make us a hachno, to pull us down, to neutralize us. Vadika the Amri, some say, the Seyem shall Eloesh, the Alochis of Klaus falls like fire. Shelmole, nit noterally Israel, Shelmole, le nit noterally Israel, and Koluma, Voloshin, Chol Lamam of Neim. So if it wouldn't have been, Shalom HaYigoris here, that if it wouldn't have been for the Torah given to Klai Yisrael, that nobody could outbeat us. In other words, Klai Yisrael by himself with Namish Koshim is very strong. Now Hashem gave us the Torah, that took away our strength. But if not for the Torah, then nobody could beat us out. Well, exactly what this means, I'm not sure. Tahainu Diyamim Mishim Ben Lokish. Gimel Atan Hain. There are three things that are very fierce. Yisrael B'yumas. Klai Yisrael against all the other nations. Klai Yisrael's Azim Koshim is fierce. Kolei a dog bechayis. That's the most sharpest, strongest animal is a kelb, a dog. Tarnagol b'yoifus. Tarnagol is b'yoifus. V'yeshemim, some say af eiz v'behemagas. Even the goat in the small animals. Exactly what this means. Azim also, I'm more clear what azim exactly means here. V'yeshemim, some say af tzlaf b'ilonis. Even this tree called a tzlaf, this caper bush that gives off four different types of fruits, is also called azim. Rashi says, "Lo yedati ma'u azim shaloi," because he's not sure exactly why the caper bush, this slav, is called azim. Taisa says, "Shun the yaisa gimel peris, it has three different fruits to it. That's why it's called such a strong tree." Another pshat Taisa says is, "Shasharin v'yayin," gives the fruits every single day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Shochta b'soda le'yivena b'moit. The Mishnah says, if you shech the animal in the fields, because you're afraid it's going to die, you can't walk it home, so you want to shech it there. When you take it home, they can't stop carry it. Want a stick? But you have to first cut it up into pieces and carry back the pieces. Tana Rabbonin. Ein ha'suma yoytze b'makoloi. A blind person cannot walk out with a stick on Yom Tov. The same way he can't walk out on Shabbos, can't walk out on Yom Tov. Or even more. On Shabbos, partially can't, because it's like, so you're carrying. Chiddush is on Yom Tov, there's no Yisrael Yitzor. So why can't the blind person walk out with a stick? So Rashi says, Teve Derechol. It's called a Derechol. Viki is elusive the Yom Tov. It's called Yibim Mizalzlan Yom Tov. Certain things with the Rabbonin, it's like Nudu Dechol. There's something you do in the weekday that the Rabbonin don't want you to do it on Shabbos. So here the Summa, the Pshat, is really he could walk. He's not Daima to a person that's a Chigur that can't walk without a stick. He's allowed to use a stick even on Shabbos. He could walk out with a stick. If the only way he could walk is holding a cane, then that's like part of his regal. He's allowed to walk out with it even on Shabbos. Here a blind person, the Maisa, could walk. Just he doesn't know how to walk. So use the stick just to show him where to go. That's not called part of your regal. That's also to walk out with on Shabbos. Now the Chiddush is, even on Yom Tov, you can't walk out with it. Because it's not something nice to walk out with on Yom Tov. V'loi haroye v'tamiloi. A roya, that's the pesha, the shepherd, can't go out with the chayes tamila, momis, his wallet, things that he needs to take care of the animals with. Also, it's the uvzu, the choyol, he shouldn't walk out with it on Yom Tov. V'yen yoytzen v'kisei echad, hish v'yechad isha. He can't carry somebody on a chair, whether it's a man or whether it's an isha. Same thing. So, avshemil says, uvzu, the choyol, to do these things on Yom Tov. Even though there's no Yisroi tzur on Yom Tov, but these are nice things. Rashi v'neitzim v'kisayim. She'etoynim oysim b'nei yodim. Amor, you lift up, you put somebody on a chair, and you lift up the chair, that's the way you carry him. V'em yoshvim b'katrosa. They sit on this chair, and you carry the chair, that's not nice to do. Zay to a man, zay to an isha. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'asholach Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. That Zokin Nechad Hoye Beshchenuseinu. There was one older person that lived in our neighborhood. V'ayoyotze Begalutiki Shaloi. He used to walk out with his chair. In other words, people used to carry him. They used to carry him on Yom Tif. Obo v'shol was Yeshua ben Levi. So they came to ask a shayla from Yeshua ben Levi. Are they doing right or wrong? Is he allowed to do it or not? But Yomri said like this. Im rabim tzrichim loy. If he's a very choshva person that the rabim needs him, he has to give a shear. We need him. Then mutter. Then you are allowed to carry him. Rashul tzrichim loy lebeis hamedrash ledrosha. If he has to give the drosha today, we need him. Then he's allowed to come to the beis hamedrash. He's allowed to carry him this way. The somcha rabbeinu adivrei achai shakia, and rabbanu masaymich and what achai shakia said, the Yomri said like this: that I know afikte le rafuna. I myself carried out a rafuna on a chair on Yom Tov, mehini leshili or meshili lehini, from two different cities in Bavel. Shrashi mehini leshili mekayma smuchin v'yein tchum shabbos b'neim. There wasn't a tchum shabbos between them, because on Yom Tov also not allowed to walk out chus v'tchum. So he carried it from this city to that city, back and forth on Yom Tov. So you see, you're allowed to carry him out even on a chair on Yom Tov. The Yomer of Nachum Reb Yitzchok, I know me myself, I carried out l'mashmuel. From the sun to the shade, or mitula l'shimsha, from the shade back to the sun. I also carried him out on Yom Tov. Tzichrutzakasha, how could the first bride say it's also to carry somebody out on a chair? Echad ish v'echad isha. And here it says these talizam royim carried out on Yom Tov. So Gemara answers Poshut. Hosam, the reason why here was mutter, k'diyama taima, it says exactly why it's mutter. Because it says im hoye rabim tzrichim loy mutter. If he's an important person that he has to give a drosha, people need him, al tirch le tzibura, al tis choshev azach, we're allowed to carry him in a chair. There the Rabbanan will make him. But a regular person, the Rabbanan didn't like to do it, it's too much like a noob to the chil. Bar omalei Rav Nachmin lechoma bar Abba, bar Ada. That shliach tzion, he's the shliach of tzion to Yerushalayim. Rashi says, rogul hoye lalas Yerushalayim. Now he's called the shliach that always goes up to Tzion. They always sent him to Yerushalayim. He used to go anyway. He used to send the messengers with him. Is kisalakta lahosim? When he went up to Yerushalayim, they told him, Akif, make a turn around. Vizil asuma the tur, go to this place, suma the tur. Vizil lagavet Rav Yaakov Aridi, and go to visit Rav Yaakov Aridi. He lives in Yerushalayim in this place. Oboy minei kisa ma'osin day. And he asked him, what do you hold, what's the luck about carrying somebody on a chair, giving him a chair ride on Yom Tov? What do you hold about it? Is Adios when he went there to Yerushalayim, Adios Lossam when he got there, Nach Nashid Rav Yaakov Aridi. He was already Nifter, he wasn't there anymore. Is Kisolak when he went up there to Yerushalayim, Ashkichel Rabbi Zrika. He found Rabbi Zrika. So he asked him, the Shalom Alei, Kisa Ma'osin Bey, what do you hold about the luck about carrying somebody on a chair on Yom Tov? What do you say about this? Omele, he answered back, Hoki Omer Rab Ami. This is what Rab Ami said. Ubovach lo yekatef. That you're not allowed to put him on your shoulders. That not. Otherwise, yes, but on your shoulders not. For the Gemara, my ubovach lo yekatef, what does it mean you can't put him on your shoulders? Omer Rab Yosef Rei the Rova. The Alunki. It means you can't use an Alunki. So Rashi learns, Alunki, Shenoisin Zeroya al Ketef, I put my hands on your shoulders, Chaveroi, the Chaveroi al Ksefoi, my friend puts his hands on my shoulders. Vizeh bekisla yeshev, al Zeresayim, and they put the chair in between the two arms. The Mitzchazeh derechoyim, that looks like a derechoyim. Of a hestiol, ol herlech lamokim rochay tfei, mi isnoisin ben yedeyim lebekisayim. That's a derechoyim, to do this much. I put my hands on your shoulders, and you on my shoulders, and on top of the two hands, you put the chair, that's too much of nubdu the choyol, that you cannot do on Yom Tov. But otherwise, Mashmi Yelda was mutter, could even be for a regular person, he Yelda was mutter, not only for Dover Chosh, Adam Choshev, for anybody. He just said, Vavach lo yikatev. Om Rab Yeseh Brei the Rova, the Alunki, that's what I meant. For the more any, it's not true, V'horav Nachmin, Shorulei Liyalsos, L'meifak Alunki. Rav Nachman was mad to them to carry his own wife. He also, they carried her on Yom Tov on an alunki. You see, even with your kseifov, even with one hand on your friend's shoulders and his hands on your shoulders, they carried her like that. You see, you're allowed to. And the Gemara, Shani Yalsa de Bisa. Yalsa was different. She was afraid. She was afraid she'll fall off. So if a person is afraid not to fall off, then you have a right to carry him, even in the way of an alunki. Rashi show you. They also were carried up on the Shabbos of the Yomtiv. They also used to carry them that way, that the people used to have their hands on the other friend's shoulders and the chair on top, again because he was afraid of fall off. There was a daichik, people were pushing and squashing there. So Rashi said, Mishum Duchko, Shoim Demaragleim, V'Torech Tziburu, Hilkach Mechasvulu Avdeyim, V'Talmidim Malichim Oysim Ma'alim Koyman. In other words, they were very squashed to come to hear the Joshua, and when the Rashiva would come in, everybody would get up. It would be a big tircha, the Tzibura. So therefore, what they used to do is, they used to carry him fast on the shoulders to get him to the place. So the kids were, there's a big tzarech, then it's mutter. But not for a big tzarech, then you're not allowed to use, for Vashla Yikatev means you can't use this alunti. So Tyson learns that even this heter that he says, Tyson Shani Yalta the Busa, since she was afraid, the entire Balayatiru Elakiesh by Sarah Rabin. In other words, the last man Yom, he's not arguing on before. Everybody's saying the same Shita. It's only Mutri carry somebody on the chair if it's a Sarah Rabin. And even a Sarah Rabin still, Rav Nachman, still he's saying now that you can't use Ketav, you can't use this Alunki. Even B'mokim Rabin, still you shouldn't do, put your hands on top of your friend's shoulders. That's too much. But if it's not this, your hands on top of the friend's shoulders, then if it's an Adam Choshev, you are allowed to carry. But if it's not an Adam Choshev, you can't carry him at all. So for Ektoises, the Alsos Zachur was a Nachman's wife. Why was she called Adam Choshev? Yes, she was also needed for the Tzarech of the Rabin. Shabbos, Rosh Agoy Lohoysa, Boye Rabin Tzrichim Imenem. People ask her, she was also needed, huh? So therefore, Kitzah, she was also called the Sarah Harabim, therefore there was a heter to carry here on the chair also. Then the question was, even if you have a heter, you can't use this alunki. The terrace was that she was afraid, and because she was afraid, thought they were mekel. So the case where you're afraid the person will fall off, or duchad itziburai, then we're even mekel to carry them, mamesh balunki. But not like this, you can only carry them in the chair, but holding it, not with the shoulders, one in the hands, one on top of the other shoulders. Mishnah says, "Bechor shenoful abor, or bechor bisman hazeh." Somebody's animal that's a bechor. The first one, the first kid the mother has. So bisman hazeh has a kedusha, and we can't bring her for korban. So halacha is, you have to wait until it gets the balmum. When the balmum comes upon the animal, then you give it to a kohen. The kohen is allowed to eat it. So bechor shenoful abor, bechor on yomtiv fell down into a ditch. As Rabbi Yehuda says, Yorad Mumcha V'yira. A Mumcha's allowed to go down there on Yomtiv and check it out to make sure it's a Mumcha V'yira. And then you're allowed to pick it up and make a Shechita on Yomtiv.